Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Our next guest is the lead vocalist for the Hollywood-based band who we watched go from packing clubs on the Sunset Strip and selling out shows in Vegas to becoming a hit at rock festivals all around the world. His name is Michael Starr. The band is Steel Panther. You can see them live on stage at the Midland as they headline Twisted Christmas. Please welcome Steel Panther frontman and friend of the show, Michael Starr.
Sexy, sexy Santa. More cushion for the push, you don't apply to it now. There goes sexy, sexy Santa.
He's it's time. It is time, my friend.
Oh, my God. I love the intro music. Handicapped slut.
Oh, my favorite.
Hey, dude.
My favorite.
Deep. I like it.
Tie her up with rubber bands. Dress her up like Jackie Chan.
That's great, dude. That's a Japanese B-side. You know that, right?
Yes. Listen, if you think that isn't one of my all-time favorites, Steel Panther, I always think, man, how much worse could it get? And then I'm like, it really did manage to get worse. It's actually worse.
Yeah, I don't think they were too far enough to release that in America.
Oh. So
we just sent it to Japan and said, konnichiwa!
You hey, how many times have you guys toured Japan, by the way? That they must love you there.
Yeah, we're there about 9 times so far.
God.
Osaka, Tokyo, Japan, and some other little place out there. But it's so condensed that wherever you go, there's a million people, so it's pretty bitching.
Oh, it's got to be so much fun. Hey, listen, how is sex rehab going?
So far, so good. He's learning. The cool thing about sex rehab, from what I understand, because I've never had to go because I got my stuff pretty down and wired.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, you know, they have trained sex rehab therapists from all over the world, from brothels, from everywhere.
Oh,
and and these girls, you know, it sounds silly, but they really do know how to regulate and undulate the situation properly and reteach. Because after a while, you know, you mix partying with sex. And some people think that the party gets out of hand, but it's the sex that gets out of hand and gets a little bit skewed to the right or the left.
Yeah, that's it.
You got to get it back. Got to get back on the right road. You know
that's
what I'm
right.
saying?
Now that's it. And well, and, you know, the other thing is, and you know, look, Lexi's a part of Steel Panther. You guys have a reputation to uphold. He's got to be a sexual machine. He's got to be on fire. He has to represent the band correctly. He can't go in there half limp, just dilly dallying around, being a selfish lover. It's not going to fit it for anybody.
No, we need him to be the Patrick Mahomes.
That's right.
Of bass.
That's right.
He's got to run perfect. He's got to be able to evade BD and, you know, be able to throw interceptions. And, you know, not throw interceptions, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Tight end, wide receiver.
Interceptions, yeah. Back. And stay away from the wide receivers. Yeah, and the tight end.
Yeah, that's it. But listen, it'll be a great show tonight. All of our love to him, man, and I. More importantly, tonight we celebrate the birth of baby Jesus in the way only Steel Panther can. And it's going to be fantastic. And you guys, we were talking earlier about this is more, I believe you're still doing it on the tour, more like the Key Club shows back in the day.
Yeah, this is our Sunset Strip live show.
That's so good.
We've never done it here. It's going to be exciting. It's a show we used to do when you first came and saw us play back in 2005.
Yeah.
Called the Sunset Strip live show. And it's you know, where we incorporate all the hits that we cut our teeth on from heavy metal gods such as Whitesnake and Van Halen and Motley, of course. And it's a fun show, man. It's exactly what we did back then, and we thought, let's bring that back.
Yeah, because it's fun.
The new record comes out, and it's been great.
Well, it's fun. I'm telling you, it's the thing that made me, my jaw hit the floor, and I was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. I mean, I couldn't, and I'm, you know, like any other radio dick, you get a little jaded after a while, and you think, oh, the show's, it'll probably be really fun or whatever. And then 10 minutes in, I'm like, this is really, and then an hour in, I'm like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I mean, super fan style.
You're nice, man. I appreciate that. We really do try hard to be good. And it's hard, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially when we have a fill-in bass player who's ugly, you know? It's not easy, dude.
Listen, he can't. Can he hear you? Because I
stage right now, I tell the light guys to turn the lights down. This guy does not look as good as Lexi.
I know, of course
he plays
not.
He's really good.
Yeah.
Well, he's not even, he's playing. Lexi doesn't play. It's all on track.
But I'm looking at Instagram.
Much solid on bass.
I'm looking at Instagram the other day, and I thought it was cruel that you and Satchel were doing a photo shoot with only original Steel Panther members, and it really, I could see it hurt his feelings quite a bit.
Well, dude, when you're filling, dude. You're just there to fill a hole, a void, so the water doesn't all leak out, and we can't do the tour. You know, to his credit, he saved the tour. If we weren't able to get him, we wouldn't be able to be doing the show. So we're grateful to have him on the stage. When you see him, he looks like he ate Vince Neil. He's pretty big.
He's pudgy. He's a little pudgy, and he looks a little prisony.
Yeah, he does, dude. He's not very nimble. Lexi, you know, had a mirror, and he really checked his look out. This guy looks like he just got done walking on his car.
Yeah, no, I know. It's a little rough. And he's the proverbial finger in the dike, if you will.
Yeah, dude. Oh, man. When you see him, you'll be stoked. He's got some sweet moves. And he eats pizza while he plays. Gotta stay nutritionalized, my friend.
Now, are you still making him move equipment after the show?
Well, yeah. You know, he's the bass tech. That's how he got the gig. And he still moves equipment, and he gets the band food and stuff. And, you know, if we were ever to replace any member of the band, they would still, you know, they start off the bottom. They'd be a rookie. They'd have to do all kind of rookie stuff. Like, we would make him go downstairs, and we would pour beer on their heads from the second floor. You know what I mean? It's called gazing.
So ridiculous.
It's gotta be done, dude.
So good. So listen, it's going to be a fun show tonight, man.
Hey, I just want to fill this out. All joking aside, Lexi's fill-in bass player is the longtime bass player of the band Atomic Punks, who I was in a band in with for 15 years, and we did all Van Halen covers. So tonight, you're going to hear some killer Van Halen deep cuts.
And let me tell you something. Atomic Punks were revered, loved. I mean, when I tell you loved, I remember seeing him, a video of him and being knocked out. Jake saw you guys in San Diego.
In Santa Monica. I saw him at 14 Below. It was at 14 Below was the club, and they were 14 super.
14 Below, holy shit.
That's where I saw the show, and it was super badass.
Yeah, it gets.
Oh, thanks.
We just talk about, I mean, nobody, if Dave wishes he could be Dave the way you do Dave these days, and I love David Lee Roth. I hold him as maybe the greatest rock star of all time.
That's really nice to say, dude. I still troll Instagram. There's a new handle out there that's been posting stuff like demos from David, from Van Halen and stuff, and old songs and live videos, and it's just, man, that guy, he was the epitome of what a lead singer should be in heavy metal. And that's the guy. He's the guy who started it all for me.
He changed my life. And I mean, for Christmas, I was maybe 14 years old. I got 2 Van Halen records and a York stereo system. And I made my parents regret that for years. Like, it all went bad. Fast forward years, yeah, David Lee Roth, he comes in the studio. He's on the Sans Halen tour. So it's, was it Sammy one night, Dave the next night. They were just rotating who headlines. And he came in and did what he called the Radio Rodeo Tour. And basically, he came into your studio for 2 hours, he'd do his Dave act, and he'd point at you when you're supposed to go to commercial. That's how the whole thing went. God. And it was incredible. Incredible. He's like, come on the bus, Johnny, come on. Come on, you know, so I get on the bus afterwards, and he's just talking and smoking and just he's giving me stuff. I still have a pith helmet he signed to me. I have 2 crazy David Lee Roth, like strange masks. I have no idea what the reasoning was behind them, but I've got like 4 or 5 things signed by him. And so it was a huge thrill. I mean, a real thrill. Let's fast forward to the show.
Oh, that's cool, man. I only got to meet him once, man. I met him at Lucky Strike in this bowling alley out in Hollywood. And he was super cool, man. It was really nice to meet my hero and have him turn out to be a super cool dude. He's crazy.
Yes.
And he's out of his mind.
Yes.
But that's what cocaine does to your frontal lobe after a few years.
Dude, it's true.
It's true. I didn't think he kind of waved at me backstage before the show. He had to open that night for Sammy. He's wearing a skin tight like blue spandex.
I hated that.
Oh no. So here's what happens. I'm such a fan. I climb down in the security pit before his show goes on, and I'm sitting where the security guys lean to face the audience. I'm sitting on the little footpiece, and with a girl I'm with, and third song in, he goes into the beginning of Panama, and I thought I heard it, and I was like, no, that's too crazy. And she looked at me. She goes, did he just say, hey, Johnny, and point at you? And I go, oh, goddamn, you saw it too. All right, that really happened. That really happened. And he did that David Lee Roth, hey, Johnny, like this, and then just kept on going. I was like, this is the greatest day of my life.
Wow, dude, that's killer. Did you get it backstage fast?
Oh, are you kidding me? I blew everybody.
Oh, that's great, dude.
Yeah, it was a lot.
I love the David Lee Roth Van Halen era, dude.
Yes. Yeah, well, that's, if you're just joining the show, the great Michael Starr, Steel Panther. By the way, I had a great 25-minute phone call, face-to-face conversation with Jay from Jay and Silent Bob about how great Steel Panther is yesterday.
Yeah, and everyone agreed that was still really rad.
Yet you're the best band that ever walked on this earth, and that nobody has a right to even walk on a stage after Steel Panther plays.
That's cool. That's nice to hear, dude. Because we're, you know, one of the bands that I used to warm up to all the time was Poison. They were one of my favorite bands when they first came out with Catcher again.
Sure.
And I always wanted to do what they were doing, and now I think we're doing it, and we're excited about that.
I found the picture the other day of the time CeCe DeVille came back to Poison after that long hiatus. He was sober. He showed up at the radio station for an interview. At the same time, for some reason, who knows what was going on in the band, Brett had a call in. So he's in the studio. Brett's on the phone. You can tell Brett is super irritated by what's happening right then. CeCe shows up. He's in a really good but spastic, like hyper freaked out moment, like because he's sober. And he starts telling us a story about being in the back of the bus and giving a girl a Fresca enema with soda. And he screams, and we didn't have a delay or anything. And he goes, you know what happened? He's got that crazy voice. He goes, it was a, and he yelled S Blizzard. And I'm like, we all just stared. I'm like, what are you doing right now? Like you can't yell. And I literally found the photograph of him on the mic that day, like 2 days ago. So funny, man.
Oh, man, I would love to hear Brett be irritated on the air. That's great, dude. Brett was like, man, I woke up for nothing. He'd been up all night not taking his ADHD medication.
Right, and I. But, man, what a fun band. You're right. I mean, this is the stuff that we all grew up loving, and that's what made Steel Panther and does make Steel Panther so good. But what is better is that you guys, in my mind, and Jake and I talk about this a lot, when you listen to the band, the songs you're writing, like, the lyrics are great, and they're funny, and they make me laugh. But you listen to the music, and you go, there are so many bands that Motley Crue wish they could put this record out. CeCe wishes he and Brett could get together and somehow recreate something like this the way it sounds today, because it's so far past all the other ones.
Well, if you hear the new record, it's going to blow your mind.
You know what? Cool. I'm ready. Let's. I want you to blow me. Blow the mind.
No, I'll blow you, dude.
This show tonight, I promise.
For real, though, it's going to be a record that I think will blow some people's minds that have been fans for us for a long time. And I know every band says it's about their new record, blah, blah, blah. But I'm telling you, man, we've really come into our own every record. And this one is just another step into, I don't know, what I like to look at and call it is Steel Panther greatness. We have a song called Heavy Metal Rules. We also have a song called God's a Pussy, which is really good. And we have another song called I'm Not Your Bitch, which is really cool. And then I'll just tell you one more title real quick. This one's called Always Gonna Be a Hoe. Great, dude. You're going to dig the record.
Oh, my. Dude, and here, let me give you one last big ass smooch. So, you know, for years, we've been trying to get Steel Panther up to the Full Throttle Saloon. We couldn't schedule it. You guys wanted to play. The band, everybody wanted you. Finally, last year, it happens. Mike Ballard, the owner of the Full Throttle, loses his mind. He's like, this is so much more than anybody could ever explain to me. Like, last year, he wanted to rebook them that night for the next rally. That's how much he loved you guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's really cool, dude. That was a really fun, different experience because I'd never experienced it before. It was a trip all the way to the we flew in with Jackal, landed at the small airport, drove for 45 minutes to this remote hotel, and then go off to Sturgis the next day. And it's like, damn, man. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And, you know, at night when we started, we got joined backstage with a million bugs flying in our lights in our mouth.
I know. Welcome to Sturgis, man.
That's normal, right?
Yeah. Oh, no. No, that's normal. I was there one year, and I'm not kidding you. It can be 95, and then the storm come in, and there was hailstorm the size of softballs and baseballs smashing out every windshield, every piece of neon in the bar. It was going through campers, and it killed a couple guys. And it was an unbelievable storm. The next day, perfectly blue skies.
Wow, man, that's insane. Yeah, I wouldn't like the snowball effect, ice ball coming down on my head.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what happened to Lexi.
Well, he suspected that.
Yeah, it was a hailstorm ball.
Hey, tonight's going to be the night. There's a handful of tickets left, but tonight is the night we celebrate the birth of the baby Jesus, the Steel Panther, Twisted Christmas at the Midland Theater. Brother, I will see you in just a few hours.
All right, dude, I look forward to seeing you, man, and I miss you. Good talking to you. Sorry we couldn't come in this morning, but we love you.
Oh, no worries. Love you, brother. Tell everyone, hey, well, I'll see you guys in a little while.
All right, buddy. Have a good rest of your morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.